Where's Jazara? Very good.
At the Department of Education's meeting in Jacksonville Wednesday, Education Commissioner Pam Stewart called 12-year-old Jazara Alexander to come get her award.
Jazara is a seventh grade student at Young Women's Leadership Academy in Duval County.
I didn't know how to describe it because usually I'm not the type of person that will get a high award like that.
Why do you say that about yourself, that you're not the kind of person that would get an award?
I mean, because of my past.
Jazara says that's because she was failing math in elementary school. She noticed she was behind in third grade, the year of multiplication.
It was like a whole bunch of people in my class, and I was the only one that didn't understand it.
Her mom, Keetora Zalmane, says hearing this now is really hard.
Of course, she never expressed it verbally, but with seeing test scores, the standardized test scores, and just her grades, I knew something was wrong.
But all of that changed in sixth grade when Jazara says her teacher, Deborah Scott, made math class a safe space at her all-girls school.
All of the girls have my phone number. They can call me. Until what time, Jazara? Let's see if you remember.
8 o'clock. And as Jazara's grades began to improve, Scott says she saw something in Jazara, who was even teaching her peers math.
She was a leader in the class.
She now volunteers in the Newtown area, packing bags of food for those who need it. And she's what's called a school ambassador. That means teachers pick Jazara to represent the school. She says part of her job is to give school tours to new kids and visitors.
Just walking around the school, making sure everything is okay. So kind of like a assistant principal, but, you know, lower.
And she says she likes taking other students under her wing, especially if they're being bullied.
I take people in just because, and, you know, just because of their differences, it doesn't matter to me. I want to make new friends. I want to show them that they're more than just what those people say.
And all of that is why Jazara received state recognition for her leadership. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.